There are certain things you should never ask somebody on a first date. You probably don't want to ask about politics. You don't want to ask them if they were to suddenly go missing. Would anybody look for them?
Yeah, thank you.
And you probably don't want to ask them how much money they make. And that's the problem that Jake made, who's on the phone for a second date update right now. He went out with a girl named Melanie. They met at a car wash, had dinner together, and he thinks that he screwed it all up because at a certain point, he asked her how much money she made. And from that point on, the date went downhill. She left. She did end up giving him a kiss on the cheek, but she hasn't talked to him since. All right, Jake, we're about to call her and find out if that is the reason. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Oh, my God. That was a heavy breathing.
It sounds like you're more than ready.
Okay?
It sounds like you're actually finished. We haven't even got into the second date update yet.
You don't even need anybody.
Yeah. Are you good now, or are we going to still make the phone call?
Yeah, no, no, come on, come on.
Okay. I mean, you sound nervous. That's how I took that.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I think that you're going to be able to apologize to her, and she's going to understand. You just stick to the "you made me so nervous" part, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and finish up whatever you're doing before you start talking to her, because that will creep her out, all right? But just put your phone on mute while we talk to her so you're not making weird noises in the background, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Melanie, please?
This is she.
Hey, Melanie, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
You don't know what that is, do you?
No, what's up?
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning is a radio show.
Well, yeah, I figured that, but who are you? What's going on?
I'm Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi.
And we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. Have you ever heard of that before?
No.
Okay, well, I'll explain. A second date update is where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And we recently got an email about you from a dude named Jake.
Okay.
You know Jake?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. So Jake told us about your date.
Mm-hmm.
And he also told us that you're not answering his phone calls or text messages or anything and is wondering why you're blowing him off.
Am I supposed to tell you why?
Would love it if you would. So would Jake. He actually wants to know the answer.
This is kind of weird, but that's fine. I'll tell you.
Okay.
This is easy.
So he told you we met at this car wash place.
Yeah, he told us all about that. He thinks the reason you're not calling him back is because he asked about how much money you made.
Oh.
He said that was the moment everything changed. Like, you went from being interested to being totally put off.
Oh, okay. I don't think it was that moment, although that was a weird one as well.
So what was it?
So Jake seemed really nice, the car wash, but he's really not my type.
How so?
Did he tell you he's originally from Spain and he just moved over here?
No.
Not too long ago?
We talked to him and I heard an accent, but we didn't ask about where he was from or anything.
Okay. So he's originally from Spain and...
That sounds pretty sexy to me.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, except he went on and on, almost immediately from the beginning of our date, he went on and on complaining that, ever since he got here, that he has been, he's not been able to hook up with women, and he's so frustrated that American women are so uptight, and they should be more... I'm not kidding you. He goes into this thing we need to be more free. We need to be more sexual.
Is it weird that I'm he kind of has a point? I don't know. We are kind of a prudish country.
I understand that. But this is a first date, and it's the first topic of conversation he's going to bring up.
Yeah.
And it was in the creepiest way. All the red flags, all of them.
I guess it's weird to complain that you've moved to a country and are having trouble getting laid.
Yeah.
When you're on a date.
Well,
it's not like you're hanging out with a buddy. You're like, man, I can't hook up with a girl. But you're like, hey, you want to go out for dinner? By the way, nobody will have sex with me here. that's weird.
But it wasn't even you just said that very casually. Okay, that's a very casual thing to say in a conversation and be mature about. But he was smarmy gross about it.
Is it, I mean, was it the way he was talking? Was it his body language? Could you point to one specific thing that made him schmirmy?
All of the above.
All of it.
He would go into this, like, it was almost like a pitch. Like, back in my home in Spain, women would throw themselves at the floor to me. Like, he was a king or something. It was so gross. I just can't even.
You can't, like, chalk it up to cultural differences.
I'm sure part of it is that, but like I said, there's a way to have a conversation about that without making it creepy and weird. It was weird. I wish you could have been there. I really do. I really do. Because I've been around like creepy dudes. I've never felt this uncomfortable.
Really?
It was just, you know, you just have like this feeling, this instinct. I can't really describe it. And it was just like, yeah. I shouldn't be here. I gotta go.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's not good.
You probably don't want to be here either, Melanie, because Jake is on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, my. Oh, okay. He's listening right now?
Unless he hung up. Jake, are you still there?
I am.
Oh. Okay.
Huh? So, is it my accent?
No, Jake, I think it was the fact that you were talking about not being able to hook up with American chicks.
And what's wrong with that?
Well, it's a date, right?
You're on a date, you know?
It's just, in America, we don't talk about sleeping with other people when on a first date.
That's what I mean. I don't understand why you guys are so uptight about, you know, sex, everything, you know. In Spain, it's very natural to talk about those things, whether in a first date or your home with your mom or your grandmother. You know, it's all very free.
Oh,
your
wow.
Grandmother.
Grandma, when is the last time you had sex?
I like his liberated like point of view in terms of it's natural, everyone does it. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, are you hearing what she said about being uncomfortable?
You know, I got to say, I was very surprised. I was very shocked. I mean, Spain women love all that kind of talk. Melanie, please accept my apologies. I'm a very sexual person. I'm very free when it comes to that. I was, you know, I was hoping maybe you'd be in the same way and not so, you know, antiquada, you know, like an antique kind of thing, you know?
Listen, I think most people are sexual beings. It's part of our human nature, but there's a respectful way to do it. And you cross those lines immediately. Like, I have no interest in seeing you. I don't even know.
Really, Melanie?
Wait, so are we kind of like lost in translation kind of thing? I mean, because if I was alone with you, I mean, I would do things to you that you can't even think of, you know? I treat you like my princesa.
My princesa!
No. Did you hear what I just said? It doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. You're not being a respectful human being.
Melanie, I think you're being a little too uptight. Maybe that glass of tequila will help you calm down a little bit and come out on a second date with me.
Okay. I mean, if you were to give him like some tips on how, if he got to redo it, I mean, what would you want him to do differently next time?
Be a different person.
I don't know.
Might be kind of tough
that.
To do.
Well, you got to free yourself up. You're like in a cell. You're obstructing yourself from liberations and freedom of sex, whether it's with men or woman or both at the same time or multiple.
Oh,
whatever. Get after it, huh?
Wow. I was just trying to help.
I'll be fine without you. Thanks.
Are you sure, Melanie? Would you like to go out with Jake on a second date? We will pay for it.
Absolutely not.
Okay. I didn't see that coming at all.
Melanie, I mean, fine. Look, I get it. I understand. You're not as sexually liberated as I am. You're not as sexually free as I am. But maybe you can guide me in the right direction. Or might you have some friends that are more sexually liberated than yourself?
What? Now he's going to ask to meet my friend. Guys.
Well, it's a little frustrating because no one will sleep with me here.
Come on, Melanie, can you hook him up? You have any friends that might sleep with Jake since he's having trouble?
I think I'm going to save all my friends the headache and just say no. Absolutely not.
Well, all right. So, Melanie, thank you for your time, Jake. I'm sorry no second date, but, you know, we do have a lot of American women who listen to this show. Is there any last-minute plea you'd like to put out to them?
Yeah, to all the beautiful women out there, a mí me gusta complacer mucho las mujeres. ¿Tú me entiendes? You know, I love to please women, and I'm having a hard time.
Yeah.
Well,
with that Spanish you just dropped right there, Jake, done. I'll sleep with you.
Yeah.
It's good. We're good.
Okay, thank you. But if there's any women that are interested,
we'll send them your way, Jake. Take care, man.